please join me as we welcome for the first time the group called Diamond Shapes.
One, two, three, four.
A canoe swims down the Red River.
Diamond Shapes, and welcome, and what a great voice you have. I got to hear a little bit of it as you were warming up, but that is Leanna Ankeny, who I'm speaking to. And tell me about yourself. We haven't had a chance to meet. Where are you from? You can start at birth.
Okay.
Oh, you don't have to. But
I was born in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. And, I live in Murraysville now. And I was a graphic designer for years, and I started playing music probably about 7 years ago. And I was always very shy and didn't want to talk to people or speak in front of people. And so playing music was a really big test for me to be in front of people.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
because, I mean, I think graphic design can be somewhat solitary,
yes,
right?
Yes, definitely.
Can you tell me the kind of work that you did as a graphic designer? Maybe you still do.
Yeah, actually, I'm not a graphic designer anymore. I don't identify with that anymore. Yeah. But I just did like business cards and brochures and like T-shirts and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. I worked for a print company locally. So
That would be, I was just curious because that would be a kind of a solitary thing. You're looking at very exacting things that you have complete control of as well. And now if you start to play music, not only is mastering all the variables something new, but if you're playing out, that's a completely different process as well.
Yeah.
Did you always sing growing up?
No, I sang in chorus in like middle school, but I never really like stood out or made myself stand out. And when I started playing the guitar, I just decided if I want to keep going with it, I better start writing songs. So I started writing songs and I just tried to sing and it worked. So
you sound like you're entirely self-created and self-motivated pretty much. That's pretty
somewhat
remarkable.
I definitely had some great teachers along the way helping me learn guitar that guided me. And yeah, so there's other people involved too.
So the style of singing, which I don't know, there probably is a name for it, but the octave jumps and sort of the just the way, is there a name for it? I don't know if there
I don't
is,
know. I, people but, tell me I sound like I'm yodeling sometimes.
I almost said that, but it's not quite that. But it's
I usually identify as like modern folk. Yeah. But I don't really know if that's accurate. That's just what I like. So.
Well, there's some old. It's almost like our guitar player here with us. We'll talk with everybody, but it's Matt Zioli. Do you know a hammer-on when you're playing guitar, when you our other guitar player, I should say, when you bang your thumb on the fret? It's almost like that, right?
Oh, you know, yeah.
So how did you get involved in the group?
Well, I've been friends with Leanna's husband for many years, and I've been playing in bands for a long time. And Leanna and I played in a previous band called Household Stories, and I am a huge fan of Leanna's music, and it was just a privilege to be part of her work here, so it was a natural fit.
That's great. And you're in East Liberty, is that right?
That's right.
Great. Well, it's nice to meet you. And then rounding out the trio, let's see, it's Tina, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
Tell me about yourself.
I'm from Greensburg. I just started playing with Diamond Shapes like 4 months ago or something. My husband had bought me the ukulele for Christmas 2 years ago, and I'm entirely self-taught. I used to go see Leanna at all her shows, and just growing up in the 80s and being very into music and watching like Jim and the Holograms when I was a kid, it's always like one of those things. It's like I want to play in a band, and now that I actually knew how to play an instrument since we were close friends. I don't know if you asked me or I asked you, but we kind of mutually came into the deciding that I wanted to be in the band. So,
is the uke your first instrument?
Pretty much. Like whenever I was in elementary school and they like force you to pick an instrument or be in chorus, I played the trombone. I wouldn't ever say I was that good at it, but the ukulele would be my first instrument as an adult.
I saw, you've probably seen it, a cartoon somewhere recently that basically said there's going to be a 10-day waiting period for ukulele purchase now before, just because there's a lot of people are picking
it's
up.
It's become a very popular instrument in the last few years,
but
definitely.
Not, you play it very well, and not everybody sticks with
for as long
as you have, but it's become an instrument that a lot of people...
I think it's a really easy one to pick up. So.
Yeah, I have one, and I've not spent as much time with it as I should. It's one of the many dust collecting instruments in our house. Can you tell me a little bit about your songwriting? What was the song you opened with called?
The song I opened with is called Yellow Canoe. And that was actually the first song I think I ever really wrote, like complete song. And I didn't really know how to write songs. I just put some notes together and started singing and tried to figure it out based on listening to music for a long time. I don't really know how to categorize like the songs or how I write them. It just kind of happens. But Yellow Canoe, I usually find inspiration from objects around me. And I was just telling them this, I have a painting in my bathroom at home with a yellow canoe in it.
Huh.
And so that's where it came from.
And I, you know, diamond shapes, I gather that's something from your, you seem like you think visually, I would
yes.
imagine.
Yeah, and that's actually from a song that I wrote, is where my name, or where the band name came from, was a song called Diamond Shapes, and that's where the name came from.
Diamond Shapes is the group that you're listening to right now, and we'll have them do another song, and then we'll talk a little bit more about what they're up to. What would you like to do next?
This next one is called Trata, and the word Trata is from the Bhagavad Gita, which is a Hindu text, but in the beginning of the version that I have, it talks about the word Trata, and it means that which lives in your heart. One, 2, 3, 4. We live in what we love. We live in what we love. We live in what we love. Love, love. I found my way to God today. I found my way to love. Okay. You found your way to God yesterday. You found your way. That's what they'll say. There's no I, there's no you, only what we call the truth. There's no me, what about us? Only if we learn to trust that where we come from is not so small, not so big as I recall. In the middle, up above, we are made of all the love that pours from blue eyes into yours. You know how to open doors. You go your way, I walk mine. We'll be okay, we'll be fine. Trata, trata, faith, faith in your hearts. What you are, your trata, trata, faith, faith in your heart. What you are, your trata, trata. One step forward, one step fast, slow dear, we're on a path to where we come from and where we go. You know, no one lives and no one dies. We are made of 1,000 lives. Leave your wounds open wide, let them in, sun still rise. You're so tall and you're so sweet, mountains grow red at your feet. Feel that sound below and in, breathing in and out of skin. Trata, trata, faith, faith in your heart. What you are, your trata, trata, faith, faith in your heart. What you are, your trata, trata. We live in what we love today. What we make, how we pray. What's our faith, how we say. I love you. Trata, trata, faith, faith. What you are, your trata, trata, faith, faith in your heart. What you
Toronto.
Leanna Ankeny at the Saturday Log Brigade, along with Diamond Shapes, her group. And what a great voice. I really am fascinated, and I'll bet you're used to hearing that.
People
I think.
Say it a lot.
Well, it's just the combination of vibrato and the range you're demonstrating, and also the words. It's really terrific. Are you playing out anywhere?
Not for the time being. We played some shows over the summer, and then we were busy in September and October, and we're actually working on a new album, and so we're going to focus on that. And we might have a show here or there, but mostly we're going to be working on the new album.
And do you have a current album?
Yeah, I do. I actually recorded this one when it was just me by myself, so now I'm including Matt and Tina in the process. But I have, it's just called the Diamond Shapes LP, which was recorded back in 2014. And it's on Bandcamp and my Facebook page. And
great. Well, you may want to look for that, especially if you like hearing Leanna's voice. And then in maybe a year or less, you'll be able to compare it with the new album. Would you like to predict a release date? You don't have to.
I don't have one at the moment. Yeah. Still figuring out the technicalities.
Longtime listeners will know. I'll give you the opportunity to provide a month or a year, but not both, because I. 2018.
Yes, that
you know when
doable.
It will come out is the morning of your release party.
Yeah, exactly.
By FedEx, it will come there just that. it always seems to take every bit of time that you have available. It's a tough process.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's been, I imagine, how long have the three of you been playing? Is a unit now, because you're relatively new to the group, right?
Yeah,
Tina?
Just since the summer. I don't remember exactly which month it was, but
maybe June or July,
yeah, like midsummer, is when I had joined. Matt and Leanna had been playing. What, have you been like a year together?
Yeah. I don't even remember now. A couple years, a year, something like that.
So, Leanna, for you, what's it been like to kind of take something that was very singular? Solitaire. First of all, you were talking before about making the transition to playing music itself, and then to playing music in front of other people. Collaborating with other people in the creation of music has to, no matter how well you know them, has to also be a very personal challenge.
It
needs to be a challenge with respect to the personal collaboration required.
Yeah.
Is it any thoughts about that at all?
So it has always been something, again, that I've been working on for my whole life, is working with other people and feeling supported by other people. And so it's definitely a challenge, not in a bad way. And it's been really rewarding to have other people to turn to and ask for opinions of, like, what do you think of this? And knowing that they're going to be honest with me and contributing. And then, you know, with the songs that I already wrote, it's been great adding on and making it a more of a group thing, because it just has that much more meaning now.
Are you finding yourselves, as you practice, changing or rearranging things from how you originally envisioned them?
Yeah, for sure. And it's actually been really great, because I feel like music is a constantly changing, living thing. I'm a huge fan of Bob Dylan, and I always am inspired by the way, you know, he changed throughout his career and continues to change. And I feel like that's just a natural thing to change songs as they go along, because it just feels like you can't stay in one place.
The group is called Diamond Shapes, and let's hear another song from you. What is this next one called?
So this next one's called Wild Strawberries, and a huge movie fan, my husband and I are, and this one's based on the movie by the same title, Wild Strawberries, by Ingmar Bergman.
The voice of Leanna Ackney, the band Diamond Shapes, here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Next week in this hour from New England, we will have Mark Manville and Rayanne Richards with us, a great duet that we're pleased to have coming through Pittsburgh. And a lot of bands know that if they're coming through Pittsburgh, and if possible, they can stash their sleeping bag behind our couch, our radio couch, and perform on the air. And we've been looking forward to having them join us for some time. That'll be next week during our 11 o'clock segment. It's just remarkable to listen to these three. I particularly, Tina, the ukulele in that last song, really, not that it didn't fit in the others, but it really filled in that song in a nice way that I think it'd be a different song without it.
That was actually my most challenging song.
Really?
Whenever I originally started in this band, Leanna had asked me to play one song with them, and I said, well, just give me the whole set list. And I went home and I practiced every single day, an hour minimum, and I kind of just they do a lot of finger picking, which I can't do on the uke. So I have to do all chords, and that one I kind of just created my own strumming pattern that I felt.
I noticed it.
Matched the feel of the song. So when we played it together, I think that was probably the most challenging song because I kind of threw them off a little because it wasn't the way that they normally play in that song. But I'm glad I did it the way that I did because I think that it goes together very nicely.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? I would never, of course, I couldn't come up with that analysis or know the backstory, but I did notice the result, which paid off for you. There was just a certain flavor. I can't put it into words other than it fit, really.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I love having the uke join because it does fill in so much. I feel like, you know, we may even keep adding on. I don't know what will happen, but Tina did write all of her arrangements for all of the songs that she contributed to. So.
And how did you have recordings, like her past album to practice with?
I did have her original album, but when we play live, it sounds much differently, and everything's evolved a lot since then, so it was difficult to impossible for me to play along with that. The first time we practiced together, I had Leanna and Matt play all the songs and recorded it on my iPhone, and I would actually just get my iPhone out, put it on speaker, and listen to it as I practice along. And actually, that's still how I practice now, just because it's easier for me to have the rest of the band as I practice behind me, even if they're not physically there.
Yeah, we don't often think, I mean, wonderful musicians often make it seem like magic and as if there's, no practice, it just happens. And we all know that it takes a lot of skill and practice and dedication. And I think it's good to talk about that sometimes.
Definitely.
Especially if you are becoming a musician and you wonder, you know, how am I ever going to get there? Was it hard for you to get to the point where you finally felt comfortable to come out?
I'm still uncomfortable. It's like you can probably tell now, but my hands always shake when I play, and it's just kind of something that I work with. I don't know if there will ever be a point where I feel like completely comfortable in front of people. And that's okay. You know, I think it's part of the process and part of the aspect of playing in front of people.
You seem very at ease. But
thank you. I'm glad that I do put that on.
But there are Carly Simon is somebody who has talked about having horrible stage fright.
Yeah.
Before going on stage, and there's a number of other people too who talk about that. Matt, you've been in a number of bands, right? So
no matter how many times you play, you get nervous before you perform. Just exciting. It's always fun.
Yeah. Definitely. Are you typically in acoustic type genres, or are there other kinds of music you play?
The previous bands been in have electric and acoustic like combination. So I'm usually playing an electric guitar, but it's nice to play an acoustic guitar during sets, which feels different. It's fun in a different way.
The group is called Diamond Shapes. I almost said Loose Diamonds. I don't know where that came from. That'd be another great name.
Maybe we'll write another song.
Be a great name for a band, Loose Diamonds. I have no idea. Diamond Shapes. Where would that come from? I have no idea. We're going to hear two more songs from them. What would you like to do next?
So this next one is called Sounds of Love, and I write a lot of love songs, and it's not generally just between two individuals, but just love in general. And this song is about I'm trying to remember now. I don't remember. It's about love.
One, two. Sometimes I wonder if they embrace the heat we met truth. No, your love grows quiet. Often I find that I have it and stay to a day. My child. To the lonesome tree, swaying in the lonesome breeze, gusting past my bare knees. I am not scared to be in a time that mirrors me. I know what you will see. Listen to the moon and sea. Tide will breathe and it will leave tender sounds heard distantly. Mela, make do.
Diamond Shapes, boy, that song showcases your voice incredibly well. And you're really, gosh, I don't want to make you feel nervous, but there's nowhere to hide when you sing. The instruments around you are helping you and accompanying you. We had a girl, I don't know her age, she's in high school, who was here with us a couple nights ago, and we were helping her record a song, and she had a really great voice. I said, we're going to give you this microphone. This is the It's Nowhere to Hide microphone. If you're really, really good, you're going to sound really, really good, and if you're not very good, you're going to sound not very good. And yeah. And there are arrangements and bands where, you know, it's like if you do karaoke, not you, but somebody else does karaoke, where they're going to end up sounding pretty good if they've got, you know, mic with a little reverb or maybe these days auto-tune. But you're just really out there as you sing, and it's a pleasure to listen to you.
Thank you.
I really appreciate your being here today. Good luck with the album. We should watch for that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure more gigs will happen, maybe around holiday time.
Yeah.
What's the best way for people to keep in touch?
So we have a Facebook page, Diamond Shapes, Instagram, Diamond Shapes, Twitter, Diamond Shapes, Bandcamp, Diamond Shapes, all Diamond Shapes.
Diamond Shapes. Look for Diamond Shapes.
Diamond Shapes. Pittsburgh. It's all Diamond Shapes.
It's all Diamond Shapes.
All Diamond Shapes from here.
What about the next song?
So this last song is called Juniper Bird.
I want to thank you for being here, all three of you, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And what's the song called, Juniper Bird?
It's called Juniper Bird, and it's about a bird and a hazelnut who are in love with one another. And there's whistling. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
shining vines climb and climb past the flying juniper bird. Swirling seas whirl on ease, swallowing up the hazelnut. You
Diamond Shapes. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.